From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Got an old car taking up space in your garage? KPR's vehicle donation program accepts all cars, and donating is easy. We rely on your donations to help fund the programming you count on every day. Donate your car online at kansaspublicradio.org.
It's 46 degrees in Lawrence, 45 in Manhattan. It's 6:06.
All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Holiday Farmers Market, featuring over 50 local vendors and holiday activities. Saturday, December 13th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Douglas County Fairgrounds. More at lawrencefarmersmarket.org.
Stay tuned. News headlines coming up in about 12 minutes. Before we get to 7 o'clock, we will talk about some changes to who can vote in Virginia. We will remember the life and times of Viola Fletcher, who has died at the age of 111, one of the last survivors of the 1921 Tulsa massacre. And we will take a little trip into the Adirondacks with Brian Mann here in just a few minutes. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from the Lecompton Historical Society's Christmas Through the Ages. Over 200 Christmas trees with vintage and antique ornaments at the Territorial Capital Museum now till January 4th. Details at LecomptonKansas.com.
Mostly clear skies tonight, much colder, lows in the upper 20s. Tomorrow mostly sunny. Quite a bit cooler. Highs topping out in the mid-40s. Lows in the mid-20s tomorrow night. Sunshine for Thanksgiving Day. Highs in the mid-40s. Mostly clearer Thursday evening with lows in the mid-20s. Things start to get weird on Friday night. We will get showers moving into the area. 50% chance of showers. But it's going to be very cold. We are keeping an eye out to see if we think we might be getting some of the dreaded S-word. Snow is a possibility. The time is 6:20.
Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. Morning Edition, Matthew Algio will have your local news.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting A Christmas Story, the musical, based on the 1983 holiday movie, Tuesday, December 9th, 7 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
News headlines are coming up next. It's 45 degrees in Manhattan, 43 in Atchison. It is 6:30.
Bondi has called him a disgruntled employee and a leaker. Carrie Johnson, NPR News.
It was another big day on Wall Street. The Dow gained 664 points. The Nasdaq was up 153. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. For several days, links to financial scams, AI deepfakes, and adult websites have appeared on the official site of the Kansas Attorney General's office. The issue appears to be part of a scam campaign affecting state and local governments across the country. Brian Penny is the freelance journalist who first raised the alarm. He says the issue points to cybersecurity vulnerabilities with software or services used across the public sector.
Every single city, county, and state government needs to somehow put their heads together and figure this out.
A spokesperson for the Kansas Attorney General declined to comment on what caused the problem or how they will address it. A well-known Christmas parade in Lawrence has been canceled because of a horse virus outbreak. Beck Shackelford Wanganga has more.
There's an outbreak of herpes virus impacting horses in 8 states. So as a precaution, the Lawrence Old Fashioned Christmas Parade is canceled. The parade, a more than 30-year tradition, includes dozens of horse-drawn carriages and riders dressed for Christmas. It was scheduled for December 6th. Although the virus is not dangerous to people, it spreads quickly among horses and in rare cases can cause neurologic disease. Parade organizers estimate the event normally draws tens of thousands of people to Lawrence. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Beck Shackelford Wanganga.
Midwestern farmers are rounding out a tough year. Many have been growing corn, wheat, and soybeans at a loss. And as Harvest Public Media's Frank Morris reports, Trump administration policies have not improved the situation.
First, President Trump dismantled the International Development Organization, USAID, which bought heavily from grain farmers. He cut funding for the Department of Agriculture and started a global trade war, further eroding commodity markets. Trump's health secretary came out against seed oil, another Midwestern product, and a popular farm herbicide. University of Michigan political scientist Mike Shepard says farmers expect more support from Republican administrations.
There does seem to be a real disjoint between the Republican Party and the needs and wants of food producers that we haven't really seen before.
That said, Shepard says most farmers are sticking with Trump. He says they think Democrats are worse. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Frank Morris.
Lows in the upper 20s tonight, highs in the mid-40s tomorrow. You're listening to KPR.
Support for
Virus keeping the world on its toes. The new album.
That's Keanu Reeves and Alex Winter. They are in a new production.
Well, Lin-Manuel Miranda, thanks for the time and congratulations on 10 years.
Start your weekday mornings with us and catch conversations you might not expect.
Never quite know what you're going to get with Morning Edition, but you do know you will get the latest national, international, and regional news from a source you can trust. Matthew Algio will be your local host tomorrow.
KPR's Community Spotlight is now accepting applications from local nonprofits who need help spreading awareness about their mission. We'll highlight your organization for a month using KPR's airwaves. Details at kansaspublicradio.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, lots of other frequencies as well, and always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Stay tuned. Still have about 10 minutes of All Things Considered yet to come if you're joining us on KPR One stations. Up next, we have news headlines, Stardate, then two, count them, 2 hours of classical music with Destiny. If you're joining us on KPR2, stay tuned at 7 o'clock for Reveal.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market in North Lawrence, hosting Holiday Market Saturday, November 29th, with art and craft vendors, fresh-cut Fraser firs, poinsettias, and Santa. Details at pinesgardenmarket.com.
Chilly temperatures tonight, lows in the upper 20s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, quite a bit cooler, highs topping out in the mid-40s. It's 45 degrees in Lawrence. It's 10 minutes before 7.
Thank you for listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the station. And from Workday, an AI platform to manage HR, finance, and agents that aims to free business leaders from the mundane so they can focus on more meaningful work. Workday, moving business forever forward. From the Lodestar Foundation, inspired by the principle that helping those in need is a path to a happier, healthier, and more meaningful life. Learn more at lodestarfoundation.org. From Focus Features, presenting Hamnet, a story of love and loss that inspired the creation of Shakespeare's Hamlet, directed by Chloe Zhao, in select theaters Wednesday, everywhere December 5th. And from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, at macfound.org.
The leader of Tibetan Buddhism, the Dalai Lama, has seen much change over his 90 years. In a new documentary, he offers wisdom for our troubled times. Tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. A great way to start off your day with the very latest news from all around the world, all around the nation, and all around the region. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, with gift certificates available for upcoming concerts, including vocal quartet Il Divo and Renee Fleming's Voice of Nature, The Anthropocene. Details are at lead.ku.edu.
Up next, we have news headlines, then Stardate, then 2 hours of classical music with Destiny. At 9 o'clock, we shift gears. You'll hear Jazz in the Night.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication covering Lawrence and Douglas County since 2021, with a goal of maintaining open news access for all. News and more at lawrencekstimes.com.
We are expecting a low in the upper 20s tonight, highs in the mid-40s tomorrow, down to the mid-20s tomorrow night, Thanksgiving Day, sunshine. With a high in the mid-40s, we could see some wintry weather moving in Friday night into Saturday. It's 46 degrees in Lawrence. It is 7:01.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dan Ronan. In a post on social media, President Trump said great progress has been made on ending the war in Ukraine, and he is sending his envoy, Steve Witkoff, to Moscow. From Kyiv, NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports the Secretary of the Army, Dan Driscoll, is being dispatched to speak to the Ukrainians.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky agreed that the talks in Geneva had produced an acceptable peace framework to work from during a video address to 36 allied nations Tuesday.
And I'm ready to meet with President Trump. And there are sensitive points to discuss. And we think that the presence of European leaders could be helpful.
Sensitive points include the status of partially Russian-occupied areas of eastern Ukraine and security guarantees after the war. Zelensky said Kyiv had shot down 22 Russian missiles and more than 400 drones overnight.
And as long as Russia has not taken real steps to shut down its war machine,
he said no one can take its claims to want peace seriously. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Kyiv.
A month into the new fiscal year, the federal government is already deep in the red. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the government ran a deficit of $284 billion in October.
Tax collections were higher in October than they were a year ago, partly because that was the due date for taxpayers who got an extension last April as a result of the Los Angeles wildfires. Government spending, however, grew even more, despite the federal shutdown, which delayed some payments last month. One of the government's biggest expenses was interest on the federal debt, which topped $100 billion in October, more than the government spent on the military. Tariff collections have more than quadrupled from a year ago, as importers paid $33 billion in tariffs last month, but that didn't begin to narrow the deficit. Corporate tax collections were lower than they would have been without the Republican tax cut and spending bill passed during the summer. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Tens of millions of Americans are beginning their Thanksgiving travel today with highways, airports, and train stations packed. AAA is forecasting 82 million people will travel. That's an increase of 1.6 million people from last year. Meanwhile, the FAA says when it comes to air travel, this will be the busiest Thanksgiving in 15 years. At Charlotte Douglas International Airport, that airport is expecting nearly 2 million travelers between now and Monday. Ralph Lopez-Manas is with American Airlines that operates a hub there.
Our flight crews, to our customer service agents, to our technical operations team caring for our fleet, it's all hands on deck. We prepare for holiday periods like this for an entire year.
Transportation Secretary Duffy says the air traffic controlling system is stabilized now that the federal government shutdown is over. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Bayer. Bayer is dedicated to delivering breakthroughs that save lives and feed the world using the scientific process. Learn more at sciencedelivers.com. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Stardate November 25th. Getting too close to a black hole is bad news. The black hole's gravity can pull apart anything that's falling into it atom by atom. A magnetar can do the same thing. And it's not just its gravity you have to worry about. Its magnetic field can do the job as well, from hundreds of miles away. A magnetar is a neutron star, the crushed corpse of a once mighty star. It's heavier than the sun, but only a little bigger than Washington, D.C. It's born when a massive star can no longer produce nuclear reactions in its core. The core collapses while the star's outer layers explode. The original star generated a strong magnetic field. As the core collapsed, the field was mashed inward as well, making it extremely powerful. It's boosted by the turbulent sloshing inside the newly formed neutron star. So a typical magnetar's magnetic field is a million billion times the strength of Earth's field. The neutron star sticks around, but its magnetic field weakens in a hurry. So there aren't many magnetars around. Only about 30 have been discovered. The magnetic field can help produce titanic explosions. Interactions with the field can cause the crust of a neutron star to crack in a starquake. Energy from the quake is beamed out by the magnetic field, producing an outburst of gamma rays. The most powerful quake yet seen generated more energy in a tenth of a second than the sun will emit in 150,000 years. The enormous power of a magnetar. More about neutron stars tomorrow. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.
Down a Country Lane here on Kansas Public Radio by Aaron Copland. That featured Aaron Copland conducting the London Symphony Orchestra, one of those goody oldie historical recordings. Hi there, I'm Destiny. This is Evening Classical. Yes, that's really my name. I'm a real person. And I am here with you until Thanksgiving, and I've got some American-themed feel-good music for tonight. Right out of the gate, I bet you can think of a string quartet that has to do with American. That's coming up in about 20 minutes. Something that I thought would
fit the theme but isn't necessarily written for Thanksgiving, Benjamin Britten's Simple Symphony. It's a string chamber orchestra, and it's really lush and gorgeous. And it has one of my favorite little movements in there, playful pizzicato, where the strings all pluck their instruments. I think you will really, really like this listen. If you haven't heard it before, if it's new, this is a great Britten composition. It's right now on Kansas Public Radio.
Thank you.
Benjamin Britten's Simple Symphony here on KPR featuring the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra. That's a fun one. How many of you have never heard that before? Raise your hand. Raise it higher so I can see it all the way, all the way from the station. I've got a gorgeous Thanksgiving treat at the end of the hour. But I also have to talk about Christmas because KPR's Big Band Christmas is a holiday gift to you, our dear community, with music by the Casey Jazz Orchestra. And it's Saturday night, December 13th. Can't believe how fast it's coming up at Liberty Hall in Lawrence. If you love a party, Big Band Christmas is for you. Tickets are on sale at the Liberty Hall box office and Ticketmaster. Big Band Christmas is made possible in part by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka. And support for classical music on KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, turning viewer support into educational arts and news programming with the Kansas City PBS membership program. More at kansascitypbs.org. All right, Dvorak's American Quartet with the Emerson String Quartet. Violists love this quartet because the viola finally gets the melody. Yes, that familiar melody. You are about to hear it. It's about 25 minutes long, right now, on KPR.
Thank you. Thank you.
Dvorak's American Quartet here on KPR number 12, the Emerson String Quartet. Perfect for Thanksgiving week, if I do say so myself. Speaking of Thanksgiving, something gorgeous coming up, but now I must speak of Christmas. Support for classical music on KPR comes from, dun-dun-dun, the Lecompton Historical Society's Christmas Through the Ages. Over 200 Christmas trees with vintage and unique ornaments at the Territorial Capital Museum, now till January 4th. Details at lecomptonkansas.com. I'm going to have to get a Christmas tree soon. When do you all get your Christmas tree? Do you get it before Thanksgiving? Do you wait until after Thanksgiving? It seems like Christmas creeps earlier and earlier every year. Well, it is a happy time of year, at least for most people. So I guess I could see the need for that happiness. However, you could just listen to classical music in KPR because we make everything better, like we do with this American Thanksgiving in the Dale Warland Singers, now on KPR.
Thank you.
so beautiful. Carol Barnett's An American Thanksgiving, commissioned by the Dale Warland Singers for their final season in 2003. Gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. This is Kansas Public Radio. Thank you for being here with me. I'm Destiny. NPR News is up next, and then I'm back with more Thanksgiving fun. So don't go anywhere. See you soon on KPR.
It's Michelle Martin. Every weekday morning, my Morning Edition co-host and I have some questions.
What do you say to that concern from voters that there needs to
be... Can this squarely be laid on the feet of the government shutdown, or are there deeper problems?
Do you agree it's important for government officials to be truthful before Congress?
Get information, context, accountability on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Morning Edition is here for you weekdays on KPR from 5 to 9 a.m. This is Kansas Public Radio. We are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Ellsberg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for news on KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation info at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise. And Bridge Haven in Lawrence, providing family-style memory care in a home environment and 24-hour nursing care on-site. More info is at mybridgehaven.com.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dan Ronan. The White House says negotiators have made, quote, tremendous progress on Russia-Ukraine's possible peace deal, but there's still more work to do. This despite a Thursday deadline for Ukraine to accept it. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says there are a few delicate but not insurmountable details that need to be sorted out. Army Secretary Dan Driscoll has been meeting with Russian and Ukrainian delegations separately in the United Arab Emirates. President Trump also says he's sending his special envoy, Steve Witkoff, to meet with President Vladimir Putin in Moscow. Trump's original 28-point plan calls for Ukraine to cede territory that Russia has annexed but not managed to win in nearly 4 years of war. Secretary of State Marco Rubio negotiated some changes to the plan, and Trump says it has been, quote, fine-tuned. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
20 states are suing the Trump administration over cuts to long-term housing for homeless people. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports the funding shift comes with new restrictions that states say are illegal.
The federal housing agency HUD wants to shift billions of dollars away from permanent housing toward transitional housing, and it says it will deny funding to programs that promote DEI, acknowledge people who are transgender, or non-binary, or don't cooperate with federal immigration enforcement. The lawsuit by the mostly Democratic-led states says those conditions are unlawful, and it says Congress mandated that homelessness funding be distributed based solely on need. HUD Secretary Scott Turner has said the funding changes are about promoting self-sufficiency. Advocates for ending homelessness say the overhaul could push 170,000 people back onto the streets. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.
Prosecutors in Paris have arrested four more people in connection with the jewel heist at the Louvre Museum. NPR's Kristen Wright reports.
The two men and two women are in custody. Prosecutors say they're from Paris and range in age from 31 to 40. They're suspected of being involved in the October heist at the Louvre. More than $100 million worth of royal jewels were stolen in broad daylight and still haven't been recovered. The thieves pulled up in a moving truck with a ladder and climbed up to a balcony to break in. They had on reflective vests to look like maintenance workers. The heist took less than 10 minutes. It's raised questions about security at the Louvre, the world's most visited museum. Eight people have been arrested so far. Kristen Wright, NPR News.
A relative of White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt has been arrested by ICE outside Boston earlier this month. The woman is reportedly in ICE custody, according to member station WBUR. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the Lodestar Foundation, inspired by the principle that helping those in need is a path to a happier, healthier, and more meaningful life. Learn more at lodestarfoundation.org. This is Kansas Public Radio. William Allen's Fantasy Waltz to greet us in this 8 p.m. hour here on KPR by John Ogden on the piano. I'm Destiny. Thank you for being here with me. I have got some interesting things that are rather fantastical this hour, hence opening with a fantasy waltz. Dvorak's Fourth Symphony is not often played, and we are going to get to listen to it. And I am excited for that because, you know, Dvorak toured America, and you can hear some folk-like themes in a lot of his music. But the real gem here of the hour that I found, Mario Castelnuovo Tedesco's Violin Concerto No. 2, The Prophets, played by Yasha Heifetz, the greatest violinist of all time. This is a really great thing to listen to. I want to learn it. I also play the violin, and I can't believe it's not a part of my repertoire. So it's about the prophets Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Elijah, and it refers to the composer's Sephardic heritage. Yes, indeed. So I hope you enjoy listening to it. It's pretty dramatic and bold, and I like it a lot. Alfred Wallenstein conducting the Los Angeles Phil, and Yasha Heifetz on violin on KPR.
Thank you.
Ooh, yes, that's a win for me here on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City. Ooh, gorgeous. The great Yasha Heifetz on violin with the L.A. Phil conducted by Alfred Wallenstein. Mario Castelnuovo Tedesco's Violin Concerto No. 2, The Prophets. Whew. I'm going to go home and practice that. Gorgeous. Gorgeous indeed. Support for classical music on KPR comes from 1715 Restaurant in downtown Lawrence, offering an event space located at 725 Massachusetts for private parties. More at 715mass.com. And imagine your favorite Christmas carols, performed not by me, but a swingin' big band. That's the formula, KPR's annual big band Christmas bash with the KC Jazz Orchestra. Tickets are on sale now. They're going quick at the Liberty Hall box office and Ticketmaster.com. And this is made possible in part by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka. I think music can give you a healing smile. And we are about to listen to Dvorak's Symphony No. 4 with Libor Pešek and the Czech Philharmonic Orchestra. Enjoy, as I always like to say, here on KPR.
Thank you. Thank you.
Dvorak Symphony 4 here on KPR. I'm Destiny. Thanks for being here. Jazz in the Night up next after the news. See you soon.
Hi, this is Steve Inskeep. If you're bracing for that holiday conversation with a relative you disagree with, NPR's Morning Edition gives you an example of how. We ask hard questions, really listen to answers, and keep it civil.
Oh, forgive me, but didn't you surface that issue? And am I not listening to you?
Listen well with us weekday mornings.
Morning Edition is here for you weekdays on KPR from 5 to 9 a.m. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Good Shepherd Home Care and Hospice in Manhattan, providing care in private homes, assisted living centers, nursing homes, or at their own hospice house. More details at goodshepherdhh.org. This is Kansas Public Radio. We are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Ellsberg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Yoga Center of Lawrence, offering gift cards this holiday season for all classes, including an unlimited 2-week pass for new students or a Yoga Basics series for new students. Gift cards at yogacenteroflawrence.org.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dan Ronan. President Trump says he's directed members of his administration to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin and with Ukrainians, this in hopes of finalizing a peace deal between the two nations. NPR's Deepa Shivaram reports.
Trump said in a post on social media that Special Envoy Steve Witkoff will meet with Putin in Moscow, and Secretary of the Army Dan Driscoll will meet with the Ukrainians. The president says he won't meet with Putin or Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky until a peace deal is in its final stages. Trump was supposed to meet with Putin last month in Hungary, but the meeting was scrapped with Trump announcing new sanctions on Russia. The ongoing war between Ukraine and Russia has been a point of frustration for Trump, who claims he's ended several other wars this year. He repeatedly says the war between Ukraine and Russia should have been easier to end. Deepa Shivaram, NPR News, the White House.
Democratic Senator Mark Kelly is under investigation by the Pentagon for what Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth claims is a possible breach of military law. This after Kelly, a military pilot and astronaut, joined five other lawmakers creating a video calling on troops to defy what they called illegal orders. Now the Pentagon tonight says it wants the complaint reviewed by December the 10th. Kelly says President Trump and Hegseth are acting like bullies.
He's certainly outrageous and unpredictable. I don't think he understands the Constitution. I'm not so sure Pete Hegseth does either. Neither of them seem to understand the Uniform Code of Military Justice, because we recited what is in the Uniform Code of Military Justice, and now he wants to court-martial me under the Uniform Code of Military Justice. It just doesn't make any sense.
Hegseth says Kelly is the one being investigated by the Pentagon because he's the only lawmaker to formally retire from the Pentagon. Brazil's former president Jair Bolsonaro has started to serve his 27-year prison sentence for trying to stage a coup after failing to be reelected in 2022. Julie Canero reports.
Supreme Court Justice Alexandre de Moraes declared Bolsonaro's case closed after his defense exhausted appeals against his conviction. The former president's preemptive arrest on Saturday is now definite, and his sentence of 27 years and 3 months is counting. The far-right leader is now confined to a small room with a single bed, a private bathroom, a TV set, and a desk in the federal police headquarters in Brasilia. Bolsonaro's lawyers had requested his house arrest, citing poor health, but Moraes did not concede. This closes a turbulent chapter after a historic trial in Brazil, which was condemned by the Trump administration and led to U.S. sanctions and the unprecedented conviction of a former president for trying to overthrow the government. For NPR News, I'm Julia Carneiro in Rio.
And this is NPR. D.C.'s Mayor Muriel Bowser says she will not seek re-election following months of high-profile clashes with President Trump. WAMU's Alex Coma has more.
Bowser said Tuesday she felt she'd accomplished everything she set out to do since winning the job back in 2014. That includes securing a new stadium deal for the Washington Commanders and overseeing a surge in housing construction in the city. But her tenure was also dogged by President Trump's frequent interventions in the city's affairs, which she referenced in a video announcing her decision.
We also brought our city back from the ravages of a global pandemic and summoned our collective strength to stand tall against bullies who threaten our very autonomy.
Advisors say Bowser's weariness with dealing with Trump, who took over the city's police force this summer, contributed to her decision to decline a re-election bid. For NPR News, I'm Alex Coma in Washington, D.C.
President Trump said tonight it may be necessary to extend the Affordable Care Act subsidies that are set to expire at the end of the year, this to reach an agreement on health care legislation. Returning to Florida on Air Force One to begin the Thanksgiving holiday break, the president said he prefers legislation that would give money directly to people and allow them to buy their own health care plans. Trump says he's not in favor of extending the ACA subsidies, but an extension may be needed, quote, to get something else done. Trump also says he's been in contact with Democrats about health care legislation, but was not specific with who he was talking about. On Wall Street, the Dow, the S&P, and the NASDAQ all gained ground Tuesday. Markets have a short week because of the Thanksgiving holiday. I'm Dan Ronan, NPR News, Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Kauffman Foundation, providing access to opportunities that help people achieve financial stability, upward mobility, and economic prosperity, regardless of race, gender, or geography. Kauffman.org.
pianist Kaylin Cardello and his tune Steppin' Up, kicking off Jazz in the Night on this Tuesday night on Kansas Public Radio. Steppin' Up is from his recently released debut album called Chapter One with bassist Jonathan Muir Cotton and drummer Domo Branch. I'm Bob McWilliams, and thanks for joining me this evening on KPR. We've got new music up next from a couple of great veteran saxophonists, tenor man Eric Alexander and alto saxophonist Vincent Herring. In about 15 minutes, the late singer Abby Lincoln from some 25 years ago. And in the vinyl vault, we'll go back to, for some jumpin' jazz from the late 40s by tenor saxophonist Illinois Jacquette. Right now, though, Eric Alexander and Vincent Herring, their new album called Split Decision. They've got Mike LeDunn playing piano and John Weber and Louis Nash bass and drums. And this is their version of the very catchy Horace Silver tune called Strollin' here on KPR. Thank you.